there probably is no greater honor than being able to place yourself as the nominee for governor and lieutenant governor. And there's been no greater honor for us to be part of a campaign that we hope debated the issues that needed to be debated and moved Illinois, hopefully, we believe, forward. We started this campaign with a belief that there's nothing more important than family. And there's nothing more important for Illinois families than an economy that provides jobs. This election and this campaign for us was all about a path to bringing jobs back to the people of Illinois. We debated the issues. We certainly didn't agree with our opponents on every issue, but we were able to elevate the discussion to a level we think will be helpful as we move Illinois forward. We were consistent and firm in our beliefs that we needed to restore integrity to Illinois government, that we needed to balance our budget without raising taxes on the hardworking families of Illinois, taxes that place the biggest burden on some of the families that can least afford it. Our campaign was consistent, and we continually will push to make Illinois the best state it can be, and we believe the best state in the nation. And we thank the voters of Illinois, the millions of voters who are willing to listen to us, the voters who are willing to talk with us about what we could do to make this state better. Because at the end of the day, it's not about the politicians. It's about the people of the state. Campaigns are not about the people on the ballot, but they're about the interests of the people who live in that state. And we hope that we continue to keep that front of mind. Just a few minutes ago, got off the phone with Governor Quinn, and I congratulated him on his victory as he deserved. After days of counting ballots and looking at potential outcomes, we came to the conclusion that Governor Quinn won this race. He worked hard for it, and you can't take away his effort in this endeavor. I also assured him that I look forward to working with him to make Illinois the best state it can be for the people of Illinois. I'd be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank so many people. I have to begin with my wife, Nancy, who could not have done a better job. Right. Nancy, thank you.
The Brady share a kiss as Bill Brady talked about his wife Nancy and her role in his campaign.
As you all know, Nancy and I are blessed with three wonderful children, which is much the reason we put ourselves out in this position. And Katie, William, and Duncan couldn't have risen to the occasion any better, and I'd like to thank them. To my mom, Nancy, my aunts and uncle, to my brothers, Ed and Bob, and their wives, Michelle and Linda, you don't realize what a hardship campaigns take, particularly in the state of Illinois, on a family, particularly a family that is as close and as vested as we are in a family business. My nieces and nephews, all of them mean so very much to us, and I can't say thank you enough.
You're tuned to live coverage of Illinois Public Radio's coverage of State Senator Bill Brady's concession speech this afternoon in Bloomington.
Jason and I truly have been blessed with, I think, the hardest working staff with a true vision and a goal in this election. Some of them, believe it or not, have been with me over 6 years, two of them. Dan Egler and Julie Cole started 6 years ago with us. Actually, two of them have been with us practically 18 years, Jan Hood and Carol Aldridge. But the team that we put together in this general election, led by Jerry Clark and Ron Gidwitz, we can't thank you and your team enough. Each and every one of them meant so very, very much to us throughout this campaign. And my wife says you should mention someone that you all know we've referred to as the meerkat. And that is the guy who, frankly, has traveled with me since two Memorial Days ago, and that's John Weber. John, thank you. But it's the people of Illinois that we're truly grateful to. They stepped up, they listened. We learned from them. I think we've learned how to make this state so much better. As a state senator, I'm committed to working with Governor Quinn and the rest of my legislative colleagues. Illinois families need leadership. And it is time, after a bitter election, that our leaders come together and unite for the families of Illinois. The state has, as Jason said, more to offer than any other state in this nation. It's important that we work together to explore every opportunity we have to put those resources and assets to work for the people of Illinois. It's a great state. We can make it even better. That's what elections are about. And to each of you, we thank you for supporting us. We thank you for being our friends. And we look forward to a long and lasting friendship in the years to come. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Again, you've been listening to live coverage of State Senator Bill Brady's concession speech, live from the DoubleTree Hotel in Bloomington, Illinois, over Illinois Public Radio. I'm Willis Kern. Brady now posing for some pictures, and I believe he may be ready to speak and answer some questions. Well, Brady now sharing another kiss with his wife and some tears beginning to stream down his face. He speaks again.
Some questions from the media.
I assume your mind has not changed over the last 48 hours from some of the things that you were saying about, that you were concerned about the direction that Governor Quinn had been taking the state and the way he intended to take the state. Do you still have those concerns right now, and are you concerned now that he's the victor with the shape that Illinois is now in?
Well, as I said in the opening remarks, our vision and our plan has always been
focus for the future of Illinois.
To bring integrity back to Illinois, fiscal integrity particularly. I'm committed and continue to believe that we cannot raise taxes on the backs of hardworking families, that we have to cut spending and live within our means, balance our budget. And I'm committed to working with Governor Quinn's administration to seeing that that's done.
Senator, how do you come together?
Question about how does
Governor Quinn invited me to Manny's. He didn't say if he was going to buy or not, but he did invite me to Manny's Deli in Chicago. And we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about that.
Have you picked a time to do that?
Have not yet.
We talked about bipartisanship. How would you assess the Republicans and Democrats' willingness to work together in the last 2 years?
Well, today's a new day. And it's important that we realize, and I think the Democrats realized, in this election, we picked up a net 4 congressional seats as Republicans. We picked up 7 seats in the Illinois House and 2 in the Illinois Senate. I think they realized that the people of Illinois are speaking. It's time to come together in a bipartisan way to put our partisan differences aside and focus on the people of Illinois' interests.
What ultimately was the thing that swung the election in your mind?
Same question. What do you think?
Now the question is, what swung the election in Bill Brady's mind toward Governor Quinn?
You know, we laid out a strategy. We carried that strategy out. We're proud of what we did. At the end of the day, we'll leave it up to the pundits to decide. But as you all know, our polling data and everything else, public and otherwise, came together for us. And we'll leave it to the pundits to decide what happened. But we remained loyal and consistent to our message, and we'll continue to do that. So I really don't have an answer for you.
Senator, a third time charm. Will you be back again?
Pardon?
Will you be back again to run for governor?
Life's too short to rule anything out.
Right now.
Thank you all.